Hello and welcome to the Coach Home for another week. It is Harriet Pryor hosting this week, and we've got lots of lovely teams to speak to today. I've gone for a really good vibe show, all teams that have won, and we are starting with a team who has won yet another game this season, Aston Villa. Tom Pye joins us after their 1-0 win against Chelsea. First time Villa have won back-to-back league games against Chelsea for 30 years. So you must be feeling pretty good on this Monday morning.
Yeah, it's however good I'm feeling, Chelsea are feeling the exact opposite. It feels a bit weird. It feels like we're kind of kicking them when they're down. You know, when I went into it, I was like, you know, they're 14th in the league. We probably should beat them, which is like a sad indictment of Chelsea now. It's like when you see the kid who bullied you in school, like working in McDonald's or something as an adult, where you're just like, I didn't see this happening for you. The game yesterday, there was like a moment where you could just sense that the Villa team looked at Chelsea and were like, these lads are crap, you know. Why are we showing them any sort of respect? And then we just kind of put our foot on their throats and just, yeah, decided we're better than you. We're going to win this now. And I think Unai Emery kind of thought the same. He was like, look at their back four. They've decided to play Levi Colwill at left back. Who do they think they are? Let's batter these into submission. And yeah, then it happened.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that actually, because obviously you mentioned Chelsea's form and the struggles they've had at the start of the season. I think a lot of people who support Chelsea were hoping off the back of last season and the transfers, it would all kind of click together. I do think at some point it will, but like you're playing them probably at a good time. And the worst person you can come up against is an informed Emi Martinez when you're trying to score goals, and that's been the problem. How good were some of the saves that he made from what I'm reading?
There's something really funny that I find in football where any player on the pitch can play well and teams will just accept it. But if you beat a team and your goalkeeper plays well, it's, well, they only won because the goalkeeper played well. You are allowed to have a good goalkeeper. I know Chelsea.
They are part of the team.
Yeah. They are part of the team. And
it's the same with us and Alisson all the time. Like people are like, oh, but that's why you have a really good goalkeeper.
Yeah, exactly. He's the best I've ever seen. And he just does everything so well. I was a bit worried when Unai came in, because he wanted Emi to play out from the back quite a bit. And at first it looked a bit ropey. And then there was the issue against Arsenal last season, where in the last minute, Emi Martinez came up for a corner and Unai Emery completely lost his rag with him and called him out in the post-match press conference. And a lot of people thought that's the end of Emi Martinez. He's a World Cup winner. He's not going to take being slagged off by his manager. But to be fair to him, he's knuckled down and he said, I'm going to get better at playing out from the back. And when you're calling on him to make saves, he's going to make them. There might be better. Alisson might be better than him, but Emi Martinez is the best goalkeeper I've ever seen at Villa. And one thing we have had over the years is good goalkeepers, and he is the best out of all of them.